Let's pick up Mary Ann in St. Louis, Missouri, and she's got a son with some issues. Are you there, Mary Ann?
Hi, yes, Dr. Marshall?
Yes.
How are you?
Wonderful, thank you.
I have a 14-year-old son, and he's been struggling with acne on his face and on his back for maybe about a year.
Yep.
Well, I think I've, from what I've been from listening to you, I think what I've learned is that it's based on a bad gut ecology.
Correct. Exactly right.
Okay. Well, he suddenly had developed appendicitis.
Ooh.
He had an appendectomy.
Yep.
And so, how is that related? And
well, now let me ask you: did the acne clear right up?
No.
No, but it's part of the player. This is usually the result of some bug that was in the gut. And the main reason we see this in people this young is due to low salt. So he might have been an athlete or doing a lot of exercise or something, but I'd want him to be on at least a teaspoon of our pink salt or an air-dried sea salt. He could make a drink of that in the morning if he doesn't care for salt. He could just put a teaspoon in 16 to 24 ounces of water, purified water, mix it up, drink it down. Usually it elicits a nice big bowel movement within maybe 15 to 30 minutes.
Oh.
And that can't be a bad thing because it'll help lower the feeding frenzy for the bacteria that produce the waste products that are linked to the acne.
Okay.
And so that would be step one, the pink salt. That should upregulate his own production of HCL. The next thing I'd want to do is get him on something called allicidin so that we can break the little biofilms that these little buggers have built so the immune system can get in there and kick him out of the house. How much does he weigh?
He's 6 foot, and he only weighs about 130, no more than 140.
Okay. So we'd want to use maybe 3 allicidin per meal. Now, the good news is it's very effective. And it'll take, you know, like 4 months. But if he has some other problem in the intestine, then, you know, he'll see that this is not working, and then there could be some other bug there. You may need to take him to a QRA practitioner there in St. Louis, and they can find it and figure out what the body needs to get rid of it and upregulate him so that that's gone. And then you should be able to give him a wonderful complexion, both his face and his back. Okay?
Well, I have made the mistake, just to appease him, because he's been complaining, and the over-the-counter creams weren't doing anything, so I took him to the Western practicing skin doctor.
Yeah.
And so now for a month he has been on
tetracycline.
This one's called minocycline.
Minocycline. Yeah. It's the same difference.
Same thing, okay. Mm-hmm. And so
You need to tell him, as well as the medical doctor, that back in the 50s, there was a race between the Pasteur Institute and the U.S. in trying to figure out how to get rid of acne. And the Pasteur Institute had proven that the acne was, the root cause was disordered gut ecology. And so America tried tetracycline to fix it, and the French tried a probiotic. Neither one worked because these guys are entrenched really well in the bowel lining. In fact, they're entrenched so well, they're stuck on the bowel lining harder than dried mucus in your nose when you have a cold. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever tried to remove that, it about causes you to bleed. It's so stuck, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so these guys are not coming off without a fight. And so both countries were a complete failure. But what we have learned is that these biofilms can be broken with something like the active fraction of garlic, and that's allicidin,
okay.
And then the body can get at it, and that is the way to go. And so, obviously, sugar and saturated fats may make it worse, but they are not the cause, okay?
Okay.
So your son needs to know that not forever does he need to eliminate these, but he does need to know that he's running down a dead-end street. Okay.
So you do talk about this as something that you can overcome and be cured of, and whereas...
Well, we see a lot of success, but we see a lot of failure because the child might get slightly worse in the beginning and they quickly give up. They get frustrated because it takes 4 months instead of 4 days, and they're a child. So it's very difficult for them to persist, but unless they do, I don't see any long-term solution. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think we're going to get off this other program because I don't see, I still see his problem as being persistent even with the treatment he's been on.
Oh, yeah. That's very, very common. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
I hope that helps a lot.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.